celebrating extension. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Our nation's cooperative extension system is 100 years old and still important as ever as an education resource for our country. Douglas Steele of Texas AgriLife Extension explains that extension came into existence in 1914 as an act of Congress.
Senator Smith from Georgia, Representative Lever from South Carolina came together and thought we still have great innovation, we have great discovery, and it's not getting out to the people.
So in an effort to complement the Morrill Act, which created the land-grant university system, and the Hatch Act, which created agricultural experiment stations, the Smith-Lever Act was created to pass all of that information garnered on to citizens. An effort that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says has been extremely effective by evidence of the continued production progress of our farmers and ranchers.
The only way that they've been able to create this great efficiency is because they've had information. And one of the principal ways they've been able to obtain that is through extension.
Vilsack further credits the credibility of the extension service in making American agriculture such a success.
Without extension, we don't necessarily be as successful in getting the information out to producers in a way that they can use, because you speak the language. You have the trust and faith of those producers. So when you tell them that there is a cover crop they can use, or there is a second crop they can grow, they listen to you. They trust you. They have faith in the information you provide. Why? Because for the last 100 years, you all have been doing an extraordinary job of giving people the information that has allowed them to prosper.
Julie Mack Peak with Southeast AgNet.